Good morning, Panther Valley Elementary. This is Mrs. Hahn introducing the Reader's Theater play, The Ugly Turkey. Today, our class is from Mrs. Walker's group, and this is take three. Our characters are being read by Andrew, Dakota, Tom, Chucky, Alex, and Nick. Here we go.
There once was five turkeys all born on the same day, but one turkey was not quite like others.
Isn't it a beautiful morning? It is great to be a turkey today.
I am so proud to be a turkey. Don't you think we are beautiful?
I think we are the most handsome creatures on earth.
The four of us are definitely gorgeous to behold, but what happened to you? You do not look like the rest of us. You are not beautiful as we are.
It is true. I do not look like you, but won't you be my friend anyway? Our looks are all that is important. I am a good friend, a good listener, and I would help any of you if you were in need.
Honestly, I don't think I want to be friends with someone who is so different from myself.
Yeah, you aren't cool like the rest of us.
We don't want to play with you.
Go away.
I am sad that you will not be my friend. I will go away. Surely there is one who will like me for who I am and not what I look like.
So the ugly turkey turned away and walked. He wandered over the hill and through the trees, and the four turkeys through the nothing of it. As time passed, the four turkeys grew bigger and fatter. They grew and grew until they were little. When they were so round, they could hardly walk. They were not quite so cute as they were when they were little. When the farmers' grandchildren came to visit, they would stop and look at the horses, the cows, and the puppies and kittens. They would giggle at the ducks waddling by the squeal with delight as the sheep scampered over the hills. But when they saw the turkeys, they just kept walking. Some even looked a bit scared. Then one day, a strange animal showed up on the farm.
Who's that strange bird over that? There on the hill. Does anyone know?
He is beautiful, isn't he? Look at all his tall feathers. They're rich in color and intricately patterned.
Did you see the plume atop his head? Like a crown of glory, he stands tall and perfectly trim.
Do you think he will want to be our friend? We are not near so grand as he is.
Let's go introduce ourselves and see if he will join us.
As the four turkeys approached the beautiful bird on the hill, they noticed that the bird looked familiar.
Hello, we were wondering if you would like to join us. You are so beautiful. We would be honored to have you for a friend.
Do I not look familiar to you? Once I tried to be your friend, but you all rejected me, saying I was ugly and different.
I remember that was so long ago. Are you definitely not ugly now? You are the most magnificent bird on the farm.
If you do not want to be our friends, we understand. We are not nearly so grand as we thought we once were.
We do not want to embarrass you. We will go away.
Please don't go. Have you not learned anything while I was away? It is not what you look like on the outside that matters, but what you are on the inside. That is important. I would be happy to be your friend.
So the four turkeys and the peacock took a stroll over the hills and through the trees. They were often all seen together strolling about. When the farm's grandchildren would visit, they would often stop by the five birds talking excitedly. The four turkeys knew that the children were looking at the beautiful peacock, but it didn't matter. It didn't matter because they were all friends and they were all equal.
The end. Great job, Wiz.